the 13th of Adar, of Adar Aleph, and the Tanya for today is in Perek Chof Tes, chapter 29. It's on page 381 in Lessons in Tanya. Here in Perek Chof Tes, the Alter Rebbe begins to describe the very critical self-evaluation that a Beinoni needs to make when he finds that he is complacent and he has Timtum Halev and can't move his heart and inspire the heart no matter how hard he tries, no matter how much he thinks about God's greatness and understands God's greatness, he isn't moved to inspiration. So the first thing that Rebbe said was that he takes into account the fact that his animal soul, with which he identifies, this animal soul can desire and find pleasure in things that God despises and calls an abomination. And that itself, with that alone, he is lower and worse than the lowest animal. Ubefrat. And now the Alter Rebbe goes on to add another consideration to this self-evaluation that is meant to deflate the arrogance of the animal soul. Ubefrat kishiyizkir tumas nafshi b'chatis nuzim, and particularly when he calls to mind, when he reminds himself the blemishes or the tumah that he brought onto himself when he sinned as a youth, since we're talking about a Beinoni. The Beinoni is somebody who doesn't sin. So he has to take into account the sins of his youth before he understood and before he was old enough to be responsible. The hapgam sha'aso b'elyenim, and the blemish that left above in the neshama. So we're not talking here about the guilt of the sin, but the tumah and the blemish that it created. Shom, and although we're talking about something in the past, something he did a long time ago, but the effect lasts because we're talking about the effect and the blemish that was caused in the neshama. And the neshama, or the part of the neshama that is above, that is outside the body, that part of the neshama is above time. And so time doesn't heal. Time doesn't change anything on that level. So it's as if he sinned and caused the blemish today, because time hasn't changed anything for the neshama. What about tshuva? If in order to be a Beinoni, he must have done tshuva for those sins. So although he has done a proper tshuva, hazei ikir ha-tshuva belev, but the nature of tshuva is that from time to time, it grows along with the person. Because ikir ha-tshuva is belev, tshuva is primarily experienced in the heart. V'halev yesh be'bechinais u'madreges rabis. And in the heart, there are many levels, many layers. The hakel of imashu adam, and it all depends on the person and what kind of a mensch he is. The more mensch he is, the more he grows, the greater the tshuva has to be. The tshuva has to grow with him. It also depends lefi asman v'hamokim. The tshuva that could have been sufficient and acceptable at one time may not be enough at another time. And the tshuva that was acceptable in one place might not be acceptable in another place. As, for example, in the place in which the sin occurred, there he might have to do a greater tshuva. As we see that when a person comes back to the place where he sinned, suddenly the Yetzer Hara is stronger. And the same could also be with time, that on the time or the date in which the sin occurred, it could rekindle the temptation or the desire, and then the tshuva has to be a stronger one and a deeper one. Ki yadua liyedim, as is known to those who know these subjects. The lochein. So generally, a person who does tshuva should put aside the sin and believe with a perfect faith that God has forgiven him and go on to serve God with joy. But here, the Alter Rebbe is saying to take into account sins for which you already did tshuva, and consider the fact that the tshuva might not have been sufficient for today, for now. So the Rebbe says that Velochen Achshav B'Shoazu. Now, in this time, Shazaya Ba'atzmei Delisalak Be'Nahera D'Nishmasa, when he sees that he can't inspire himself, when he sees that there is something wrong, and that thinking about God's greatness doesn't move him, Michlal Shahayim Le'Niskabla Chuvasi. So he concludes from that for today, the tshuva of the past is not sufficient. And the sins of the past are still causing some interference between himself and God. And so this is an appropriate time, under these conditions, it is appropriate to reconsider the tshuva. Another possibility is that it's not that his tshuva is not acceptable, but that there's a higher level, and God wants to elevate him to that higher level, to a deeper tshuva. From a deeper place in the heart. As Alter Rebbe said before, that there are times when the tshuva of the past is not acceptable, and another possibility is that since tshuva is in the heart, there are many layers to the heart. So you did tshuva on one layer, and now it's time to do tshuva on the next layer. So these are the two possibilities. V'lochein Omar David, and that's why David HaMelech said, V'chatosi negdi samet. My sin is before me always. Why should a sin remain always before the person, even though he did tshuva? So the Alter Rebbe explains, with what we said before, Chatosi negdi samet means that if he wants to do a deeper tshuva, if he wants to reach a level, a deeper place in the heart, and a deeper tshuva, then chatosi negdi samid, then the sin is there, always available to be used to do a deeper tshuva. But not that the sin is not forgiven, hasn't been forgiven. And that's why the term, or the word that they use, is negdi. It's not in me. The sin is no longer in me. Person does tshuva, so the sin is erased and is gone from within him. Only it is always before me, it's always available to me to do a deeper tshuva, to be inspired on a deeper level. In the Hayyim Yom for the 13th of Adar Aleph, the Rebbe writes that b'mincha ein emim tachnun. In mincha we don't say tachnun because tomorrow is Purim Katan, and you don't say tachnun. So by mincha already of the day before, we don't say tachan. Amur Omar, my father, Adeni Ovi Meiri Verabi, said, that's the Rebbe Rashab, by miris borur, as achsidus erid, zitzt in beis medrish and learnt, or the chazert achasidus berabim, I am certain, it is clear to me, that when achsidus erid sits in the beis medrish and he learns, or repeats chasidus, in public, he teaches or repeats maima in public, is a simcha by the zedus. This causes a joy by the zedus, by the rabbeim. Un zeyer simcha is maspik for him, and that joy is enough to bring blessings for him, for the person who's learning, kinder un kins kinder, for his children and his grandchildren, zeiv tuv begashmius ubezuchnius. It brings him an abundance of good, both in the physical and the spiritual.